W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. Alan over in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. KV4RV, Ross, Radio Ocean, Sugar Sugar. In Taylor, South Carolina, I'll be negative and negative. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Hello to everybody listening.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Hello, this is KD2BNG, Glenn and Grey Court. Hello to the net. Just check me in and out. Thank you.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. Fred in Traveler's Rest. My wife, Iva, November 4, India, Echo India. We are negative, negative, TR, thank you.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Whiskey 4, Echo, Kilo, KW40K. Name is Ethan, and Anderson, South Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, but I hope all of you all have a wonderful day.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good evening, Dave. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave and Nanette. Please check in November 9, Golf Sierra X-Ray Mike. Also, November 9, Papa Kilo Papa Jama. We're in West Union. No traffic, no roundtable this evening. Good evening, everyone.
W4DJW, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net, and if you would, just check me in and out tonight, Dave.
W4DJW, this is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm Jays, up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative now, 73 for each one of you.
W4DJW. Hello, Dave. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Midman. I'll be negative, negative.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks, Dave.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I need to chat with you afterwards. W4DJW, KN4RJN, how many check-ins did you have? Okay, that's what I had, but I know I screwed a couple of them up because I misheard the call sign and it came back no record. By the time I cleared it out, I couldn't hear it. And then when you rattled it off, I didn't catch it either. And I doubled somebody in there. Hang on a minute. No, I put you in there. I've got 26. I may have successfully gotten rid of that in the interim there. I think I'm... Did you have something resembling KN2BG, Kilo November 2, Bravo Golf? Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf? Is that what you said? Okay, that's the one I screwed up there. I've got to go back and fix that. And I didn't get him in there, so I'm with you, but I've got one wrong there somewhere. But anyway, not a bad day. Got the basement dried out. I might have to start pulling up the floor, I think, to check underneath it to make sure it's not still damp. But it's been not a bad day. KN4RJN, yeah, I need to get a load of dirt and put it under the void under the screen-in porch and then mound it so that it will roll away from the house or past the house instead of pooling right there, because I'm pretty sure that's where it came in. It pooled underneath there and then seeped through the walls, basically. Yeah, I'm sitting on a hill, too, kind of sideways on a hill, and there's only one other house in the neighborhood that's higher than me. And my neighbor to the other side is one of the lower spots in the neighborhood, and everything around here drains into his driveway. And his driveway, you couldn't even see it. I mean, it was completely underwater. And he's got a culvert. It just inundated it. I mean, I just never saw water like that before. Yeah, I saw some of those. I also saw the video of the Reedy River Falls, and you couldn't see the rocks. You could barely tell there were falls there. It was just unbelievable. And the water looked like it wasn't that far away from the Liberty Bridge either. Yeah, I guessed it at about 10, but yeah, it's at least a 30-35 foot drop from the river, because I've stood on that bridge and looked down before. From the bottom of the bridge to the river when it's flowing normal is a good 30-35 feet.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN. I hadn't talked to Steve today, KN4VWA, but I know I heard him yapping that he was having to get out his equipment and start redoing his driveway. You know, he's got that gravel driveway, and that all got washed out, apparently. He's having to replow that, I guess. Well, I've had the radio on, but I've also been trying to dry out some things and move some stuff around and clean out that mess back there where all the water was, so I hadn't heard much. But while you and I are chatting, is there anybody else out there that's had any, you know, serious damage from the water? You know, there's a small drainage ditch that runs beside the Holston Creek Church Road coming out of my neighborhood. Normally you don't even notice it, and it looked like the Mississippi. Yesterday it was just incredible, the amount of water. That's what happens when you get old, Dave. Your train of thought doesn't get lost, it gets derailed. You know, I'm still working. turn off my little magnetic mount 19-inch antenna. And the reason I've got it down here in the basement is I haven't got any place to put it on the car because I've got a soft-top Jeep, so I won't stick to that. But it works good down here, and that's all I need right now.
Check in.
4DJW, good evening, sir. Thanks for calling in. Sorry I'm late. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard. Slap down where I just measured 5.9 inches in my rain gauge.
K4, VRS.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave in the net. Please check in. N4ZLK, Shane, portable right now in Spartanburg. No traffic, no table.
4DJW. Kilo Charlie, 4 Whiskey. KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all in net. No traffic, no table. Thanks.
Negative. It's Kilo 4, Papa Romeo Sierra. Papa Romeo Sierra. Peter is the forest.
W4DJW. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo, to Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. Be negative and negative 973.
KN4RJN, how many you got now? I've got 35. Not on the first pass, but I got it after about the third pass there, but I did get him. Well, that's good. Yeah, I was watching the echo link, and I saw it come up, and I tried to connect to it, and it wouldn't connect, and then I checked it again later, and you were up. So I see you finally got it going. So all's well that ends well, I guess. Around midnight, the thing went into an infinite do loop. It kept saying the time was 12 a.m., and it did that for about, 5 or 10 minutes. It would identify itself as the repeater and say the time, and it kept saying 12 a.m. So it finally quit, so I don't know what was going on there. Well, I was watching TV. I was getting ready to go to bed, and it came up, and said 12 a.m., and I looked at the dog and said, well, dog, we need to go to bed. And then it came on again, identified itself, and said it's 12 a.m. I thought, okay, that's interesting. And then it kept, and I sat there for a while, and it was about five minutes or 6 minutes that it just kept doing that over and over again. I thought, uh-oh, something's not right here. Yeah, I'm getting better. I don't know as I'd say comfortable, but I'm getting better. The problem is my computer and my radio are in two different spots here, and the chair swivels, but not fast enough sometimes.
W4DJW. This is KN4VVY, Kilo November 4, Victor Yankee Allen. I'm in between Simpsonville and Malden Mobile, heading home.
4DJW. In November 7, Yankee Papa, N7YP, I'm Jack, I'm in Taylor's, and we'll listen to you for a while. Enjoy your net.
I believe so. At a quarter after, we didn't have that many, but now we're up to, I got 37. Anything but a Wednesday night, that's Chicago night. Well, the good news is they called from the repair shop. My wife's car ought to be done sometime latter part of next week. I've got to either meet my son-in-law halfway or run up to Greensboro and grab my granddaughter and bring her down for a play on Friday night. Aladdin is showing at the Peace Center. So I've got some running around to do, but hopefully one night, as soon as we get all this out of the way, between Valentine's Day and my anniversary coming up, I'm a little busy. Anniversary's on the 28th. Roger, that sounds good. Let me write that down. Possibly. I need instructions on how to give my net report to the repeater. Roger that. Stand by. Yeah, I just took something there for a minute. Yeah, we can do that. 6th March, you said. And that is a Friday. As far as I know, I have nothing going on that date. Should that change, I'll be sure and let you know.
Recheck. Yeah, Dave, this is K4OIM, Walt. I don't know if you knew or not, but back while I was in the hospital, I took a lightning hit, got the tree in the back, and it ran the root straight into my ground rod, into my equipment. Took out my 440, and I found a guy down in Florida that had one, and I paid about half what I paid for the first one at the Shelby Hampstead. And I'm not going to meet you up now, but what that bothered me, I was thinking it would be nice if there was a frequency on 2 meters for these new guys, you know, getting their lives. And this thing's got the buttons on the back of it instead of the front. But what I was saying, it would be nice if there was a certain frequency that these newcomers that's just getting their ticket could get on for, to get their feet wet on sideband, so that when they do get their general, they already know something about what's going on. And then CW, I haven't found anybody using CW on 2 meters. And that'd be a good place for somebody just learning, you know, to get their feet wet in CW. Back to you, W4DJW, K4OAM. Well, we got enough these newcomers around this area now that you could probably do it on Simplex. Do you by any chance know the frequency of that Simplex net? All right, thank you. I'm like Steve was the other day when he came back from the meeting. I just leaned my head over and you poured my ears full of knowledge. Dave, I'll say 73 WR8RWK4OAM.